the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, we will, Checking in at
number five.
Thanks, Orion. Congressman Luis Gutierrez, we know him. He spat hot fire on Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen. You would think things are winding down for the holiday, but the holidays, but there's a lot going on in Washington. He called her a remorseless liar, decrying the shame of the Trump administration's family separation policy. At a House Judiciary Committee hearing today, Congressman Gutierrez used his entire allotted time to absolutely go after Nielsen, as well as her predecessor, John Kelly, and really the entire Trump administration.
But I have to say the all-time record for lying in the face of all the evidence was a tweet you, Madam Secretary, sent out on June the 17th. And it says, "We do not have a policy of separating families at the border, period." That's your Twitter account. That's what you put out. Yet you came here today to tell us exactly is your policy of separating families and children from their families. Another lie.
Yeah.
Boy, he went on to say, thank God there wasn't a wall that stopped Jesus from seeking refuge in Egypt. Thank God there wasn't a wall then.
Hmm.
So much for the holiday spirit.
Right. We have a bonus cut here, just if you want to hear just a little more, Congressman Gutierrez.
But it is repugnant to me and astonishing to me that during Christmas, I like to call them the holiday seasons to be inclusive, but during Christmas, because the majority always wants to just call it Christmas, that during Christmas, a time in which we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, a Jesus Christ who had to flee for his life with Mary and Joseph, thank God there wasn't a wall that stopped him from seeking refuge in Egypt. Thank God that wall wasn't there. And thank God there wasn't an administration like this, or he would have too have perished on the 28th, on the Day of Innocence, when Herod ordered the murder of every child under 2 years of age. Maybe I haven't gone a lot to Bible school, but I know that part.
Okay, some grandstanding there for sure, but immigration, one of his central issues all along. Pip Brady, what's next for him?
Well, those speeches tend to get better when you're not running again.
Right. I have nothing to lose, yeah. Speech.
Mayor Emanuel's doing all these press conferences talking about pension reform.
Sure.
And it's very aggressive when you have nothing to lose.
Tunnels from downtown to O'Hare that are self-funded by billionaires. It's all coming together on the way out the door. That's what happens. Let's check in at
Number four.
This afternoon, President Trump, prior to his remarks on the passage of the farm bill, first addressed the funding of the wall and the collapse deal on the continuing resolution to keep the government open. It's a situation that will come to a head really in the next 24 hours. Friday at midnight, the government will shut down if they don't have a deal for some sort of funding of the government. But he doubled down on his intent to allow the shutdown should the wall not receive the proper funding.
I've made my position very clear. Any measure that funds the government must include border security. Has to. Not for political purposes, but for our country, for the safety of our community. This is not merely my campaign promise. This is the promise every lawmaker made. It is the solemn promise to protect and defend the United States of America. And it is our sacred obligation. We have no choice.
We, it's interesting because this started it came as a surprise to a lot of fellow lawmakers, people within his own party, who said that when we thought we were going home, we were going to just, the stopgap measure was going to be what was going to happen. And some people had already hopped on planes and got out of Washington. But you did see this morning Fox and Friends taking the president to task. It's usually one of the most friendly forums for the president's policies. And this morning saying, you promised a wall. Where's the wall? Why are you going away without the wall? You know, there's a Democratic incoming Congress. House, and that, what's the chance of it? This is our last chance, Mr. President. What are you going to do? He heard from his base pretty strongly, and then you saw this move today.
You know what? I think this will be figured out, though, because he also heard from his golf pro, and he's got an 8:20 tee time Saturday.
He's so, like, I want to be in Mar-a-Lago.
We got to get this baby worked out. I'm playing golf Saturday morning.
You're probably right. And incidentally, it is the top tweeted now topic, the GoFundMe page. We the people will fund the wall. It is now up to over $8 million. This is an effort by a Purple Heart recipient, a triple amputee veteran. When we started this show, it was about $6 or $7 million. Mm-hmm. It's over $8 million now toward this $1 billion goal.
This morning we woke up, it's like $1.7 million. His goal is $1 billion, which is a huge number. But
so what do they do with that money when they don't hit the billion?
I think as
you buy Bears tickets.
Yeah, you only get two.
Three Bears tickets.
Three Bears tickets. after the beers, the hot dogs,
we're going
and
the game.
Yeah. We can go on $8 million, the four of us. Yeah.
Just make friends with the Purple Heart recipient. We'll make him one of the foursome. Oh. No, this is it's interesting. It'll be interesting to watch and see what happens with that, because I don't know how you can even turn over that money to the U.S. Treasury and decide to make it for the wall. But maybe this is just to send a message and those people will get their money back. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. We'll watch it, but it is growing really quickly. Do we have a bonus cut here? We got one more cut.
At this moment, there is a debate over funding border security and the wall, also called, so that I give them a little bit of an out, steel slats. We don't use the word wall necessarily, but it has to be something special to do the job. Steel slats.
So don't call it the wall. Steel slats.
It looks like Tinker Toys stuck in the sand south of El Centro. I mean, have you seen the pictures?
I saw them, yes. They're like just spaced apart so that you can't get a human through them, but they're slats. They're not really a solid wall.
No, and maybe that works, but...
Like 2018 Stonehenge.
Yes, exactly.
So far, no word on how Mexico's paying for it, but we'll keep you posted on the shutdown and all things regarding the wall coming up. Nice. It's Andrea Darlis. I'm Anna DeVlantis. Rose off today. We've got Pat Brady sitting in studio with us, and we're in the middle of the top five at five. So, checking in at...
Number three.
During his monologue last night, Stephen Colbert joked about a court settlement ordering the Trump Foundation to sell off assets and donate them to charity after being charged for misappropriating funds out of New York.
Now, as part of the court deal, the Trump Foundation has agreed to sell off their assets and donate all the proceeds to an actual charity. Those assets, just three items. Two hideous portraits and a Denver Broncos helmet signed by Tim Tebow. Wow. A souvenir of a famous but flawed flash in the pan who, despite being loved by evangelicals, fell from grace. Also, Tim Tebow's helmet.
Oh, gee. Oh. He really kind of stepped into it here with the... I mean, this was a small relative to their wealth amount. It was about $3 million, this foundation, but it just seems like things got awfully messy there. And the AG found a lot of stuff, including the $7 that they used to send Don Jr. to the Boy Scouts. I mean, is that what you use a charity for?
That's where they shut her down. But there's not one aspect of his life or business dealings right now that's not an investigation.
Yeah, it seems as if there'll be a lot to come into 2019.
Yes,
for the president.
Interesting.
We are going to take a break here. We're going to check in with Judy in just a second. But coming up, Richard Roper will be here with some reviews. You might want to go see a movie. It's holiday time. Some people have some time off. And there are a couple of things out there that are well worth seeing. Jacqueline Bisset. Also, there's an interview with her, Richard did, regarding a number of things, including her new movie. And then her response to and observations about the Me Too movement. It's not what you would think, what she has to say. I think you'll enjoy hearing her comments. This is The Ro Khan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. Ro is off today, but we have Andrea Darlis sitting in studio with us. Pat Brady has been gracious enough to give us his time this afternoon.
You know, I got to say, I usually do this with guys.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it more fun?
Better? Smells better. More pleasant.
That's,
it really does. I walked in this morning to do Cochran Show, and it smelled like a locker room.
Yeah, so eighth grade boys locker room.
Yeah, you guys were talking about Speedos. I heard you.
Well, yeah, that was... Steve lost a bunch of weight, got healthy. So for his Christmas present, I got him a
Speedo.
You know, he wants to show that body off, so I got him a Speedo.
Yeah, bathing suit body.
Well, the lady that I was buying it from kept saying, you know you can't return this. And you go, you know this is not for me. Please.
Sure, it's for a friend.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. It's for a friend.
Yeah, she bought that, I'm sure. She was all over it. But he has lost weight, and we're really proud of him for that. And
that's hard to do. I mean, Andre's lost a bunch of weight too. Everybody's healthy here. That's good.
How is that possible before the holidays to lose weight? Isn't it? We see all these reports now that we're getting fatter and our waistlines are getting bigger as a rule.
I did see that. Yeah.
And so you're losing weight.
I did. I lost a little bit of weight, which I needed to. You know, I've kind of gone through that phase.
That's
a
lot. You look awesome.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Oh, guys, make me blush.
Did you want a cookie?
I do. You've seen me eat. All of you guys. Do I ever miss a meal?
You're an eater, for sure. You like to snack on all the
things. Bro and I got to go out to dinner a couple weeks, and between the two of us, we'll probably consume 9,000 calories.
I believe it.
You what? Between the two of you?
We'll consume 9,000 calories.
You can't count. And most of it alcohol.
And most of it's here, right?
No, that the place we go, it's like there's four different
entrees,
and yeah, I was trying to count up last time. I go, this is about 9,000 calories.
Calories don't count during the holidays.
The
Pat.
Thing
it's
is,
it's a miracle.
Right. It's not about looking good. It's that you feel good when you work out.
Workout. Wait, what are those words?
You know, I mean, you just feel more powerful and like able, you know, to do a flight of stairs without panting.
Yeah, just let your suits out.
I still can't.
I exercise so much more in the summertime. I mean, I'm so more likely to either take a walk or take a bike ride or whatever.
See, I'm the opposite. I like in the winter to get a sweat on, like in the middle of it freezing, it's dark out. Because the summer, I'm outside anyways. So in the winter, I'm just dying to get a sweat on.
Plus, you're tan in the summer. So if you can't tone it, tan it, and you feel great.
I'll just lay in
That's
bed
a good point.
In the winter.
You can't tone it, tan it.
Should I get up? I think get on the elliptical? I don't know.
I better tan it. So we were in the middle of the top five at five, guys, and we got to get back to it because we still have the two and the one to get to, and then we have some other stuff to get to, and then Pat Brady's got to leave us, and Richard Roper is coming, so there's a lot coming up. But let's check in at
number two.
Kevin McAllister had to fend off two bumbling burglars all by himself on Christmas in the iconic 1990 movie Home Alone. If only he had had a little help back then. Now, 28 years later, Macaulay Culkin is reprising his role as Kevin McAllister, fending off burglars in this new ad. But this time, help has arrived in the form of his Google assistant.
Mom? Dad? Hey, Google, what's on my calendar today?
You have one event called House to Yourself.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Google, add aftershave to my shopping list. Hey, Google, remind me to clean these sheets later.
Okay, I'll remind you.
Too bad AC.
Someone's at the front door.
What do I owe you?
Looks like you paid online.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
It's so true, though. Kids growing up now, they have their smart speakers, and they ask them everything. My seven-year-old will say, so-and-so, what's the weather today? To find out what she has to wear for school. And like so-and-so said, an alarm for me. And, you know, how tall is the Sears Tower? And then she'll ask all those things. You don't even have to be a smart parent anymore because it's there.
It's like the Jetsons for me.
How do kids do, back in my day, how do kids do research papers these days? Because we'd have to go to the library, check out the books, do the research.
It's so easy.
Now everything's online. So how do you write a...
There's databases.
How do you write an original paper,
you still,
though?
It's instead of like a physical book, those theories and statements are still online.
So you can plagiarize them online now instead of
but
going and copying.
Teachers have software now. They can run your paper through the software to see if you're lifting lines, too. Oh, so you gotta be careful about that because teachers are tech savvy, too. It isn't just the kids. Mm. Well, the kids tend to be a little bit ahead of the adults is what we find.
How much time do you spend in the library at Illinois State?
Oh, a bunch. Ton of time in the library for me, Pat.
Great place to nap.
Nice and quiet.
How much time did you spend in the cafeteria? Did you like the food at ISU? Was it good?
We actually really had great dining food at ISU. I highly recommend checking out that campus if you're interested in taking a kid to university. Fear the bird.
Fear the bird.
UIC has Sbarro.
Sbarro.
That's great. Kevin gives a food endorsement, though. That's pretty big.
It is huge.
So that's like yet another thing to check out at ISU. All right, guys, let's check in the final number here, which is here it is. Whoops, there.
Number one.
What would Christmas be without a bit of religious fun? Jimmy Kimmel decided to have God played by Billy Crystal and Satan played by Foo Fighters frontman David Grohl on his show to play a small game called Who Gets Stuck with Ted Cruz.
We figure out who goes where, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big game. Who goes where?
Oh.
So, which one of us is going to get Ted Cruz?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors. rock, paper, scissors. Boom! Whoa! Rock crushes scissors. Yeah, he's all yours.
Wait, you won. He's yours.
No, no, I don't want him. I don't want Jimmy. That face for eternity?
I don't want him either. I don't want him either.
Tough luck, buddy. I won.
Dave Grohl makes a great devil, though.
He totally does.
Looks like him.
Ted Cruz has responded, by the way. I just noticed, if you look at his Twitter feed, he says, I think that Jimmy Kimmel has not gotten over the fact that I kicked his whoop at hoops. Remember that charity hoops game they had where there was all that awkward smack talk they did? And he saying that he kicked Jimmy Kimmel's butt. So that's why he's mocking him in that skit.
That's good. At least Ted Cruz responded and laughed. I think people need to laugh a little more.
Especially at Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
It's just easy to
Count Chocula.
I know. There's just so much going on there. There really is. But he's a fan of the show. He's a regular. So we love him.
The top five.